Greetings, greetings once again, fam. Hope everyone is enjoying the day. Hoping y'all still blessed and staying up. I'm about to dive into episode 2 of When They See Us. And at the conclusion of 1, we was pretty much getting into where the boys were sent or going to be sent to the precinct. They were actually in the back of cop cars. They had just met each other. And that's where it wrapped up. The second episode is basically the court proceedings that went on. You get to meet the lawyers, of course, the prosecution, the judge. And there was also a great cameo of Donald Trump being the racist bigot that he is. It's at, I believe, at the 8:41 mark. Definitely at the 8-minute mark around that time. And it's actual footage of Donald Trump talking about the case. Because if you didn't know, he put up money in the newspaper ads and everything to try to get the death penalty back to kill these children. Children, not even 18 yet, not even 17 yet. So keep that in mind. So I thought that cameo was not only amusing, but I thought it was right on point. Can't miss it. If you get a chance to watch it, please go check it out. It gives you kind of the mind, what his mind is at. It tells you. So no matter what he says, you can go back into the 90s. And this was him talking about, oh, if I could be anybody, I'd be a black because they have all the advantages in life. Because if they're equal, they're gonna get everything. Like, there's so much bullshit. I mean, I don't even really want to start where he's wrong at because that literally would take all day. But I can promise you, in his heart of heart, he'll never want to be a black man. And if he ever does, we can change positions. And I promise you, he'll slit his throat within the first 2 hours. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. I thought that cameo was excellent. They broke down basically how each child was going to be prosecuted. They tried to do 5 of them at first, but they didn't have enough evidence because, of course, like I said yesterday, these punk-ass cops and DAs are just racist fucks. They try to blame it on politics, but it's really in their heart because if you know something ain't right, you should speak on it regardless. They knew something was going on. They knew them detectives was harassing them boys, not letting them boys eat. Telling them, oh, if you sign this or if you say this, then we'll let you go home without a parent or a lawyer being present. Super illegal. That should never stand in court. But surprisingly, you know, when you're black in America, welcome. So, anyway, they realized that they didn't have enough evidence to get all 5 of them. So they condensed it to 3. The 3 boys each got an attorney. And from the first proceeding on, they kind of blew the case open. Eventually, the DA offered them a plea deal that would have put them in jail for a little while. Well, much shorter, about half the time than they was originally going to give them. The little boy said, no, we didn't do it. We're going to fight it. As you should. I mean, why would you want to go to jail for something that you didn't do, especially when it comes to rape and assault and all that? Like, no way. So, and side note, I was literally in tears this episode. It was really deep because it just shows how, for being a black man and I have a son, so of course I think about him all the time, how people can try to paint a picture of you, and it doesn't have to be true, but just because it fits the narrative, of course, you being, you know, a black male, that it's okay. and it'll slide, and it keeps continuing to slide, because this is like the early 90s when this took place, and we're still dealing with these same issues today. So we definitely have a very long way to go. But the judge that overseen the case was known for being a hard ass and always siding with the state. They purposely picked him, which you're not supposed to do, but once again, loopholes, and they got away with it. Like I said, they pretty much blew a hole in the case for the first part of it, and then came the videotapes that, of course, the cops coerced, cut and chopped, and made it sound like they did it when they know damn well they didn't. So after the tapes played, you pretty much got a little bit of a background of lawyers and the kids and how they felt about the case. And yeah, at the end of the episode, guess what, fam? I want you to guess. What do you think the jury decided? Innocent or guilty? Guilty, fam. It was guilty. And that's how the episode ended. So, on that note, I'm going to get on episode 3. Continue to support the movement, the podcast. I appreciate the love. Like I said, tell your mama, tell your daddy, tell your dog, cat, your hamster, your bird, whoever. Put them on the podcast, let them listen. I'm just trying to give the world some knowledge, some happiness, and hopefully some peace. Once again, it's been love. Appreciate y'all listening. Till the next time, I'm out.